Welcome back to Business Radio X Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, we've talked a lot recently about standard operating procedures, systems, processes, and I'd like to think that we're beginning to eat a little bit of our own cooking, but let's hit it again for a minute. Why are SOPs so important?
Well, they're important because if you have to replace yourself at some point. You can't be doing all the work yourself. That's not going to grow your business. So if you want to replace yourself, you better have some sort of manual or procedure in order to teach someone else how to do some of the tasks that you're doing. So if you want to grow and you want to replace yourself, you have to have some processes documented in order to do that. And, it goes back to that E-Myth book by Michael Gerber. It probably goes back farther than him, but that if you do something more than twice in our world, we create a standard operating procedure for it so that someone else can do it if we're not there and when we're not there. And part of when you're building that standard operating procedure, it has to be what the finished job looks like. So you have to include that when you're kind of writing this up. And if you do that right, you can leverage your time with virtual assistants, with interns, with other people, with partners, with other people to help your business really flourish. Because, like Michael Gerber says, you eventually want to work on your business, not in your business. So document all of this stuff to the best of your ability. And it's not just the checklist of what those tasks are. It's what the finished job looks like at the end. What is your expectation of what the finished job looks like? If you can't communicate that clearly, then keep writing that procedure because you're not done yet.